It's 8:07. This is Rodney's More FM with Brent and Jackie and Dan and Shay and Justin Bieber together and 10,000 hours.
So, I mean, it's been awful just watching what's happening across the Tasman with the Australian bushfires.
Absolutely.
Horrifying to hear that there's been arsonists adding to the woes that they've already got going. I mean, devastating news about wildlife being destroyed and just, honestly, and you sort of think, what on earth can we do? And that's why we love it. We hear that locally there's a great initiative called the Maharangi Bushfire Aid. Mm. And joining us now from One Warkworth, it's Murray Chapman. Hello, Murray.
Hi, Jackie. How are you?
Good. So how did this all come about?
Well, a local chap called Paul Wilson who had the idea, and he's the driving force behind it. He wanted to do something. He'd lived in Australia in a previous life. So he set up something called the Warkworth Bushfire Aid, and then a group of us made contact with him. We got together, changed the name to Maharangi Bushfire Aid because we wanted to be a lot more inclusive.
Yeah.
And what we want to do is to have a vehicle, if you like, where all the local fundraising things for the bushfires could be channeled through the one vehicle, if you like. Mm. The decision was made at that meeting to use the Warkworth Lions and to just collect money, not product, because I think they're inundated with product over there.
Sure, yeah.
The major reason behind using the Lions was because people, and rightly so nowadays, are a bit cynical about giving money to organisations where they think there might be large admin fees being taken out of it. And with Lions, whatever's given is what will be given back. So it goes to the Lions here, then it will be transferred to the Lions in Australia and they will send it out to the people that need it.
Which is brilliant because I know that my father-in-law with the Lions was at Shapeshifter on the weekend at Matakana. And they're saying people were just being so generous there.
I bailed from the Shapeshifter one.
Oh, did you? Yeah. I would have thought you'd be in the mosh pit, but never
mind. Come on, Murray.
No, I did the Matakana markets on Saturday morning, we raised over $3,000 at the Matakana markets on Saturday morning. People are amazing. People walk past and you've got the bucket and you say to them, you know, can you give some, have you got any change there you can give to the bushfire aid? And they just stop and they come back and people are wonderful. But you know, we've had people at the wood chopping and Shapeshifter, cricketers raising money, cakes, auctions, garage sale on the 9th of February coming up. Matakana Estate had 50 bottles of Sav they were selling for $20 and all that money goes to it. People are amazing.
And there's something with the retailers happening this Friday, isn't there?
Yeah, we're trying to get as many retailers, as not just retailers, any businesses, and we're calling it the 1% day.
Oh, okay.
The idea being that if you can look at your turnover for that one day and if you can, just give 1% of that turnover to the bushfire aid. To the Maharangi Bushfire Aid. Now, obviously, if you're selling high-ticket items, that 1% could be massive. Mm. So it's just whatever people feel comfortable giving. But it just seemed a nice way that retailers and other businesses could be involved. If they want to do it, if they could just make contact with me, this murray@onewalkwith.co.nz, we'll send out the details in the bank account, which will then send it straight through to the Lions.
Oh, that's beautiful. Thank you so much for all you're doing once again to kick off the new year, young Murray. And I'm we'll be catching up with you again very soon.
Well, we're about to start planning the winter festival,
we talked about that last week. We're straight into it next week.
That's right, 26 degrees today and we're talking about winter. Stop it, you two. Stop it.
Have a great day.
Thanks, Murray. Thank you so much.
All right. So this is interesting. I found this list this morning, right? What books do you reckon we read the most in the last decade?
Okay.
Well, I can tell you the top three would make Charles Dickens turn in his grave.
I can imagine.
Seriously, we are so low rent. It's on the way before 8:30.
Hear that?